Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Welcome on in to a new hour of Neon Jazz. That was Chicago sax man and educator John Wojciechowski, or better known as Wojo, with the tune off his latest impressive 2015 album Focus, and it's called The Listener. His sound on the tenor sax was refined in his hometown of Detroit, Michigan, and delivered in his current home of Chicago, Illinois. These days, he is busy teaching high school, but he continues to make that sweet jazz music. His latest album is full of 7 original tunes with his own unique persona. And on this album, he's joined by mainstays drummer Dana Hall, bassist Dennis Carroll, and pianist Ryan Cohen. This 41-year-old journeyman was inspired by the loss of his father to continue keeping that jazz torch moving in the way of performances and CDs. His dad was a sheet metal worker by day and a jazz organist by night. John started playing music at the age of 8, and when he figured out how to play his grandmother's favorite song, Somewhere My Love, it's Laura's theme from Dr. Zhivago, by ear on the melodica, it was then that he was on his way. From those early years, he moved on to Chicago after his wife got a job, and the gigs just continued to follow ever since. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Wojo talked about a great many of things with passion and pure conviction. But this is what he told me about living his life working and creating music.
You know how people say, pick a career where it doesn't feel like work? To me, that's what music is. It doesn't feel like work. It's something I would do anyway. So that's where I decided I'm going to be a musician. Just loving jazz music, I'm a jazz musician.
And it's with that we welcome you to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that loves the saxophone and had the best ever play it here, Charlie Yardbird Parker, right here out of Kansas City, Missouri, ready to make you happy with jazz. And speaking of happy, this Kansas City jazz town of ours loves those magical, never-say-die Kansas City Royals that always seem to find a way to win and thrill, like a good jazz tune. And in honor of their win and clinching the division over the Houston Astros, moving on into the championship series for the American League title with the Toronto Blue Jays, we have another October in Kansas City that's full of action and in that improv style. So here's the sound of the Kansas City faithful at the K, keeping it real. And with that magic in mind and the chant, here's Eric Dolphy joined by Booker Little with the 1960 tune, It's Magic, off the LP, Far Cry.
Hey now, this is Bobby Watson, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Zanino.
That was the great Tony Parenti with his faithful ragtime band and ragpickers trio, with the 1948 song Swipesy Cakewalk off the album Ragtime. This New Orleans-born clarinetist and saxophonist came out of New Orleans and etched his jazz lore with decades dedicated to performing in New York City. He was a childhood music prodigy, first on the violin, then on the clarinet. By the mid-20s, he had led his own band. He went on to work with legends like Benny Goodman and Fred Rich, and later in the decade, he moved to New York City full-time and worked through the 30s as a CBS staffman and a member of the Radio City Symphony Orchestra. He was also big in Ted Lewis's band. He was a very active cat until the 1960s in the clubs and beyond. This next tune is a stark contrast to Tony. This is the great postmodern jukebox featuring the incredible vocals of Haley Reinhard with a cover of Radiohead's tune Creep, circa 2015. You have to dig this one.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm not afraid to
Elizabeth with the Hot Sardines. You're listening to Neon Jazz, Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was the Scottish tenor saxophonist Bobby Wellens with the tune Wee Small Hours of the Morning. He is famous for his collaborations with Stan Tracy on the British jazz album Jazz Suite, inspired by Dylan Thomas's Under Milk Wood. Born in Glasgow, he performed the alto sax and harmony with his father Max and played piano and clarinet. He would go on to play with cats like Kenny Wheeler and Jim Richardson with his quartet. In 2012, a documentary about him was made called Dreams Are Free. Full of interviews and concert footage, the film took viewers through the rise and fall and ultimate redemption of Bobby. And the way he did this is he overcame addiction and depression and rediscovered the desire to play after 10 years away from jazz. Let's throw a legend in the mix here. Dig Herbie Hancock with the 1968 tune Toys off a Blue Note LP, baby.
Thank you. Hey there, everyone. This is Michael Carvin. You've been listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. To all of you great Joe fans out there and jazz fans, please keep supporting the music. We love you, and jazz loves you, and Joe loves you. I'm Michael Carvin. Thanks a lot. Have a nice night.
That was the great jazz drummer Warren Baby Dodds with his trio in tow with the tune Wolverine Blues off the 2013 CD Jazz a la Creole. Straight from the heart of New Orleans, he is seen as one of the very best jazz drummers of the pre-big band era. Baby varied his drum patterns with accents and flourishes, and he generally kept that beat with the bass drum while playing buzz rolls on the snare. But his claim to fame was the shimmy beat, introduced in 1918 at Jack Sheehan's in New Orleans. And this is how he described its origin. One night, a French soldier came in. When he heard the music, he couldn't dance to it, but he started to shake all over. And that's the way it affected me. I saw him do it, and I did it too. Here's the always cool Jimmy Green next on the show with the tune Fly, Little Bird, Fly. We'll be right back.
Bowers, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMito.
That was pianist and composer Liam Noble with his group with the tune To Be off the 2009 CD In the Meantime. So following his time at Oxford and gigs around London, he started etching a reputation to gig with the likes of Stan Solzman, Anita Wadrell, John Stevens, and Harry Beckett. From the trio of Danilo Perez, John Patitucci, and Brian Blade, here's the tune Sunburn and Mosquito off the 2015 CD Children of the Light. Again, that was Perez, Patitucci, and Blade with the very cool tune called Sunburn and Mosquito off that 2015 album Children of the Light. Our final lick on this hour of jazz comes from another mighty trio. Here's alto saxophonist Oliver Lake leading the group. It's a super group known as Trio 3 with the 2015 tune Filthy McNasty off the CD called Bebop. Man, I love saying that. Filthy McNasty. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the cat with that bebop swagger, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
Like what you heard? Well, we can't hear you. Let us know. Drop us a line, a suggestion or two. We are always here for you at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.